This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Okay, we are, we're 13 days into 2023, and an air of unreality hangs over America right now. Events and changes keep coming at us. Not much of it conforming to the way we know things should be, the way things should be. And this sense of unreality is predicated because of a lack of truth-telling. The government and the business elites responsible for those changes in the media who should be scrutinizing them act as though everything is okay, nothing to see here. But we know things are not fine. And if being woke means accepting a set of ideas on certain subjects handed to you by an intellectual elite, then 2023 might be the year of waking up, a year when the American people began to examine the policies that are changing their world and judge them more critically. And that will mean shaking off the dream that we have been living in. One part of this dream involves federal government spending and the national debt. And following the Republican House takeover in November, Democrats with some Republican support in the Senate passed another omnibus spending bill with a $1.7 trillion price tag. It was legislatively unethical because it deprived the newly elected Republican House majority of any say in this year's budget, and it added another huge dose of government spending to an economy already weakened by too much spending and untamed inflation. Shouldn't the Republicans and a few Democrats perhaps have protested that extravagant spending? We hardly heard a peep from anybody, and crickets from the media. There was little debate on the merits of the spending or on individual items, except by Senator Rand Paul and a few others, not about the ethics of passing a spending bill in the lame duck session, which hadn't been done in decades. Silence was surreal. And this is not how our federal government or our news organizations are supposed to work. You need to hear the truth about everything that has to do with government. All the policies, definitely all the spending. What money are we spending? Well, it's money we don't have, but nobody mentions that anymore, and certainly not the press. And many Senate Republicans, including Minority Leader McConnell, said this bill is good for America. How is more inflation-inducing deficit spending good for America? So, the Republicans took over the House, and then 20 Republicans from the Freedom Caucus blocked McCarthy's election as Speaker until they had wrung concessions from him, notably on spending. Republicans in the new Congress are talking about fiscal conservatism again and preparing to pass individual spending bills in regular order, like in the good old days. Republican Representative-elect Mary Miller of Illinois tweeted that the negotiations over McCarthy were done to stop reckless spending and debt from crushing our children and grandchildren. This should be a common theme among the Republicans. And they got to start the conversation, especially with the Gen Z voters who broke for Biden in the midterms. These guys already know what's going on because they have, a lot of them have crushing college debt. Sky-high national debt crushes dreams. Abortion rights and transgender rights inflame the passions, but it's not going to impact Gen Z like the crushing debt the government is placing on their shoulders. This doesn't bother me at all. It would have seemed unreal for Republicans to be silent about responsible spending and debt levels until recently. Yet it also seems almost unreal to hear them talk about it today. And that's, you know, that's how quickly things have changed. Maybe this is a sign that we're stirring from the slumber. Then there's the energy problem, our self-created energy problem. The challenge of keeping people warm and alive in a cold winter is now an ideological, political issue. The Democrat elite is more concerned about our planet than about the people they are elected to serve. People are dying because of a lack of heat, or if they must choose between food and heat, that's an unfortunate side effect to saving the planet. The health of the planet is more important than the people who live on the planet. So prioritizing the planet over its inhabitants reveals a philosophical shift that denigrates individual human life, sort of like euthanasia, displacing the human person as the center of the national policymaking. This abandonment of the human person for system-wide ideological goals is a central facet of Marxist collectivism, which has been challenging the Western idea for individual rights for some time. And it's now having a real impact on political lawmaking here and in Europe. Climate change hysteria is being used to create a more powerful state, one that consolidates decision-making in the hands of the few in order to save the planet. The shift from a state restrained by individual rights to a coercive state that provides certain rights is happening in this country right now. And it proceeds on a foundation of questionable science that is never questioned. There is no incontrovertible evidence that global warming or climate change is caused by human action. The, quote, evidence, end quote, is based on spurious atmospheric models that predict rising temperatures and catastrophic results. With little public pushback, the climate change activists are winning the public debate and moving policy in an increasingly statist direction, a direction outside of our historical American political tradition. And one of the first orders of business for Republicans in the new Congress must be hearings on the science of climate change. Republicans need to inform the American people that their lives are being upended not because of hard facts, but by a scientifically questionable climate hypothesis. The science needs to be examined, expert testimony gathered, and the facts presented. And that one issue alone is driving a slew of other destructive policy initiatives, like banning gas stoves. In New York, Kathy Hochul thinks she's going to ban all gas appliances in X amount of time. All of a sudden, gas stoves are the new bogeyman. They're the new assault weapon. And this is why I say they want, it's not about gun control, it's about total control. One of the problems we have is that we slumber. That a lot of America lives in this dreamlike state where they just believe what they see. They got to stop doing that. In addition to hearings on climate change, hearings on deficit spending, modern monetary policy, and the exploding national debt must also be a priority. Out-of-control spending and ill-conceived green energy policy are contributing to a dreamlike unreality in our policymaking. So, the job of the new Republican majority is to wake up the country. Where you live, if you're living somewhere right now where crime is out of control, that's not the way it has to be if you live in a major city. That's just what you've been told. And if you believe it, you don't have to believe it. You don't even have to live with it. This is government failing you. And when they're putting certain things in place before they put the value of your life, now you understand the importance of the Second Amendment. That doesn't mean let's go out there and, you know, start some sort of a shooting conflict. But the veto is there. Sort of like the fire alarm on the wall that you got to break the glass. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to AceFirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, the biggest problem government would have would be if we stopped looking at each other and started looking at government. In a recent Rasmussen poll report, 39% of Americans consider other Americans to be America's greatest threat. That's more people than consider China our greatest threat, 25%. It's almost twice as many as those that consider Russia our greatest threat, 20%. Of those polled, 22% say Democrats are our greatest threat. This would include people like me. I consider anybody a threat that will look at somebody that's poor, mentally ill, or just otherwise nonconforming and think, we'd be better off with them dead. That's where I'm at. That's my yardstick. I believe the Democrats have become communist, determined to destroy everything that makes us exceptional as a necessary measure to marshal in a socialist utopia. Another 17% say Republicans are the greatest threat. And those would be our fellow citizens who bought Biden's semi-fascist baloney and Merrick Garland's white supremacist propaganda. So much for unification, comedy, and normalcy in the American conversation. Meanwhile, the world is full of threats. Russia wants to reconstitute the Soviet Empire, and they're chipping away at Eastern Europe to do it. Islamic fundamentalists want to create a caliphate and seem to think that enough murder and mayhem will convince the world's population to join the religion of peace. Or maybe they just want to kill the non-believers for the fun of it. Sort of hard to tell on that one. China just wants everything. But they aren't resorting yet to the grotesque methods of Russia or the Islamic fundamentalists. They're simply trying to buy it all with their Belt and Road initiative. They seem to think that world domination is a simple real estate deal. And I hope they're wrong, but who knows? Regardless of those external threats, if we think internal threats are a greater danger, they are. We are experiencing a national identity crisis, and our distrust of one another is one of its manifestations. The right wants a country of maximum freedom and minimal government control. The left wants a country of collective security with centralized control by elites and citizens serving the needs of the hive. While all this is going on, we are in no position to respond to global threats. Our polarization is indeed the greatest threat we face currently. So just like an ER doctor, we have to triage the national security. The doctor doesn't treat the cancer until he stops the arterial bleeding. Similarly, we can't respond to the world's bad actors while we're fighting with each other, and a divided nation cannot respond efficiently to a global threat. Now, if you will, consider how the war on terror went. We were united for about a nanosecond after 9/11, then our unity turned into Bush lied and people died, and our war against the terrorists ended when a president of the left surrendered to a bunch of 7th century thugs, simply because a president of the right wouldn't. And we'll never know if the war could have been won by a united country because it was waged by a divided one. We'll have only limited influence internationally until we resolve this internal conflict. And it isn't going to happen quickly due to the nature of the conflict. The right wants to debate and make its case to individual citizens. The left is uninterested in debate. Their worldview renders the wishes of individuals irrelevant. Only the collective matters, and they're the voice of the collective. They stifle debate with phrases like the science is settled, words are violence, freedom of speech is not freedom to spread disinformation. The American contest of ideas has devolved to personal freedom advocated by the right versus statism advocated by the left. Open dialogue advocated by the right versus no dialogue commanded by the left. There's not going to be a quick compromise to this one. It's no exaggeration to point out that unless there's a sudden outbreak of sanity and reason, we are approaching that national breakup. We're already beginning to sort ourselves between the liberty-loving states and the anti-liberty states on the basis of ideology. And if this continues, there will eventually be a winner and a loser, and the breakup will not be pretty. And hopefully we'll find a peaceful resolution, but achieving ideological alignment will take years. And in the meantime, what's going on globally, that continues to fester, and America struggles. China is flooding America with spies to steal our technology and money to keep our politicians compliant. Vlad the Mad Russian is laughing his butt off as he tests the resolve of neighboring countries, and we abandon our weapons and run, while imposing LGBTQ plus pronoun discipline on our troops. And through all of this, the left is more concerned about the climate than advancing global tyranny. The left wanted to weaken America, and they have. We lack the political will for a strategic long-term campaign and the military strength for credible deterrence. Peaceful countries the world over have come to take us for granted. They pursued their commercial and social interests, confident that America would maintain world order. And there's going to be a very painful lesson very soon, unfortunately, all over. Because they're going to see what a world without America looks like. Now, there is a slight glimmer of hope. Remember, I said that the politicians, the political class, the elites, their biggest issue would be if we stopped looking at each other and started looking at them. That 39% figure I gave you, a year ago it was 54% of America considered their fellow Americans to be the greatest threat. Slowly, that wheel is turning. That creeping realization is coming in. There will be some people that will resist the idea that they've been fooled. But there will be some people that will be absolutely furious that they have been fooled, that they have been duped. Maybe we're going to slowly decide what kind of country we want to live in. But we have a long way to go before we approach anything resembling any sort of consensus. In the interim, as I look at all the money we're spending, and I look at people, and right now the epicenter seems to be Canada, this whole euthanasia thing has really got me stirred up. I mean, this is something that should be resisted. We should resist this with every fiber of our being. And in Canada, it's becoming increasingly nonchalant, and it is working its way, it'll weave its way into here if we don't stop it. Some Americans are already voting with their feet. We'll see how it goes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. Treasury Secretary is warning about the global impact if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. Speaking with CNN during her trip to Africa, Janet Yellen said the U.S. failing to make payments could result in a global financial crisis. This winter's wild weather will continue this weekend.
Weather will be affecting roughly 7 million people today in the eastern USA as we head into the weekend. A double low-pressure system will be running up the seaboard. Zach Taylor, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. service.
From New York to Boston, should be mostly a rain. If you want to see a lot of those heavy snowfall totals, you have to go further inland.
I'm Lance Pry.
Workers in France are striking over a plan to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Teachers, railway, health, and oil workers went on strike. French President Emmanuel Macron wants the retirement age in the country to be lifted to 64 in 2030. This is USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One of the problems that I see, at least for myself, is that as I sit here and I debate certain things that I see going on, I wonder what the response should be. Entertainment. We just had the Golden Globes. The Golden Globes had the worst viewership they've ever had. That's because Hollywood, to a large extent, has gone completely from entertaining, and they've segued into lecturing. Now, anybody in a Hollywood production, you guys have all, as far as I'm concerned, you can believe what you want to believe and all this other stuff, but I'm not interested in your opinion. I'm interested in what you do. So if you are in the movies, then tell me a really good story, an escapist story, so I can escape the reality. Because that's very good for us to have that moment to just enjoy a good story. If it's music, make some music worth listening to. And don't sit there and try to tell me certain things. Just play the music. Of course, we don't, you know, and I'm asking, that's a tall order. I mean, the entertainers have been pontificating to us for a very long time, especially music. Especially music. Now, in the early days, in the 70s and the 60s and everything, without all of this news that we have all the time, we just didn't hear that much about what they had going on, about what they thought, what they said, because there just wasn't that much access. Now, in the internet age, we can find out what color their coat hangers are. So when you're looking at some of these people, and I mean, some of these people actually enjoy their work, but I just, you got to know them for who they are. Over at the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, they said in a statement recently that 19 country singers have been added to their naughty list. This is the Don't Feed the Gun Prohibitionist list, where company CEOs, etc., are noted for having an anti-civil liberty view on things. And we're talking about Tim McGraw, Reba McEntire, Faith Hill, and Taylor Swift. Now, inevitably, when you are an entertainer of that level, you are surrounded by a bunch of yes people, and you're completely tone deaf of your core audience, as well as oblivious to the Second Amendment, and you declare your disdain for reasonable self-defense, according to the website Taste of Country. And these names have been included in the Don't Feed the Gun Prohibitionists and the ongoing project of the CCRKBA, altering gun owners and citizens of those who donate to anti-gun control entities or who speak publicly out against the basic liberty. Gottlieb says it is shocking that the culture of country music has been infiltrated by leftist politics. And apparently these figureheads, who are wildly popular across middle America, fail to recognize the importance of fundamental rights to law-abiding citizens and public safety. Like Taylor Swift. You know, is she in her 30s yet? I mean, she's a young lady. I listen to some of her stuff. I don't sit back and go, wow, this is like listening to Grace Slick. You know, I'm not like, wow, this is like Shirley Bassey. Or, you know, this isn't even good Nancy to Sinatra. I mean, but, you know, it's okay. She's been a thorn in the side of firearms advocates after she donated a large sum of money to March for Our Lives organization, and Michael Bloomberg funded entity promoting gun control. And she likes to post social media posts about being anti-gun. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, and especially if you were to listen to this, and like if Taylor Swift were listening to this right now, I'm not telling you, Taylor, that you can't have your opinions and everything else. You're more than welcome to them. But you do not get to undermine my rights. I don't care what your opinions are, any more than I care what your favorite food is, what your favorite color is. I don't. I've got my own life to live, and you're paid to do a job, which is apparently sing. Like I said, it's not like you're Stevie Nicks getting up there. That's the other thing. Maybe if today's entertainer was of a different caliber. You know, during World War II, all of the major stars in sports and in movies, a lot of them went over, and if they were physically fit, they served. Joe DiMaggio served. Jimmy Stewart served. I mean, a lot of people served. Lee Marvin, he served in the military. I mean, a lot of your big, rugged stars of the day served in the military. And, you know, if one of them that had been in combat comes and says, we should avoid combat at all costs. Now, this is a person talking from experience. But today's country music singer, especially, is basically a remanufactured pop singer in boots. And their opinions mean just as little as our Hollywood glitterati to me. Are there any country singers like Charlie Daniels out there? And I'm sure there are. I'm not actually a country music fan. But it's rather tone deaf when artists attempt to emulate a way of life when in reality they're nothing like those that they purport to be about. Gottlieb said these country music performers may be talented on the stage, but they clearly missed a couple of notes in giving a lackluster performance in regards to civics. Unfortunately, their celebrity status gives them a certain amount of credibility to the masses and the ability to spread propaganda and myths that are a detriment to the Second Amendment. So one of the things that tickles me is the ID thing. Because most people's ID is a driver's license, right? And this is what everybody goes by. But in the old days when they were starting to talk about background checks and they wanted to have your ID to check about you and everything else, the argument was made by certain highway departments throughout the United States that all a driver's license does is indicates that you have passed the qualifications to operate a motor vehicle in the state in which you live. It says nothing about your character. It does nothing else. And these things that convey credibility, this is where we get distracted. So it's important to know where your money goes and who you're supporting in these things. And if you're inadvertently supporting an anti-civil liberty entity in some way, at least be informed of it. Being informed of it goes a long way. One of the big takeaways here is to beware of the sheep in wolf's clothes. Because not every truck that they sing about has a gun rack in the back window. And that's just a fact. But just take them for what they are and don't worry about their opinions. And if you don't want to, you know, if you don't want to feed the troll, don't feed the troll. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I've been talking about this stupid asinine proposal they've got out there to do away with natural gas stoves, which is, this is supposedly being done as a public health measure, but under the covers, it seems like another covert attempt to eliminate fossil fuel use in America. Now, in New York, where you have Kathy Hochul, which I don't even know what I would characterize her. I look at her and I'm like, what? What are you? Well, she's always going to try to be more, she's always going to try to one up anything out there being put on the table. And during her State of the State speech, she pledged to not only do away with gas stoves, but all natural gas appliances over the next decade. But it would only apply to new construction projects in the initial phases, but they will be back for that. This is, when I keep saying that they operate under one template, this is just like gun control. Because this is them grandfathering in the natural gas stoves. But you can't make any more new ones. You can't have no more new ones. And we get Governor Kathy Hochul is proposing to make New York the first state in the U.S. to ban natural gas heating and appliances in new buildings, the latest salvo in an ongoing nationwide fight over fuel. Hochul called during her State of the State address Tuesday to ban the use of fossil fuels by 2025 for newly built smaller structures and 2028 for larger ones. New York would also prohibit the sale of any new fossil fuel heating system starting in 2030. I can see where this is going. This is what, you know, I just talked about the breakup and everything that's going to happen. And, you know, here it is. The anti-liberty states are going to be cold. They're going to be full of crime, drug use, homelessness. And we're not just talking about stoves in people's kitchens and restaurants. It will also prohibit gas furnaces, water heaters, and emergency generators as well. So if you're in a building that runs entirely on electric heaters and the power goes out during the winter, good luck to you. Now, the fact that the ban would only apply to the new construction projects initially means that the situation won't be quite as bad as those monitoring the energy crisis might fear, at least initially. Each new building that goes up will have all electric appliance, so that will just put more strain on the already struggling electrical grid. And most of the electricity is still produced by fossil fuel, but let's not quibble over the details and upset Kathy Hochul further. And at the same time, Hochul's green dreams will not produce nearly the impact that she's suggesting in terms of climate issues. More than half of the buildings in New York use one or more gas-powered appliances. Since they aren't initially impacted by this, the natural gas pipelines will still be in place, and all of those buildings will continue to burn natural gas until the appliances all die a natural death. New York will not be 100% free of fossil fuel by 2030, or even anywhere close to it, despite the governor's lofty promise. And meanwhile, the pushback against the health crisis that these gas stoves pose continues. Fox Business is reporting that the American Gas Association is clapping back at these accusations and bringing along the science to back up its claims. They also point to the biased nature of the group sponsoring the controversial report. And we get this, a December 2022 report in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health linking natural gas cooking with asthma is not substantiated by sound science. They had previously pushed back against Trumpka's comments, saying that the emissions from cooking and gas are similar to emissions created when cooking with electric stoves, and that they plan on submitting evidence to prove it. Any discussion or perpetuation of the allegations in this report, which is funded by non-governmental organizations to advance their agenda to remove consumer energy choice and the option of natural gas, is reckless. And it's easy to point out the fact that the AGA has a vested interest in supporting the use of clean, affordable natural gas, so taking a position like this may seem predictable. But they actually have science on their side. And here's the other thing. These governments, these governors, these legislatures in these states have gotten to the point now to where they think they can tell you when you're going to die. They're going to tell you what you're going to have while you're here. They're going to tell you how much money you can keep. Total control. They are exercising total control. If there was an identifiable link between natural gas stoves and incidents of childhood asthma or any other respiratory illnesses, don't you suppose somebody would have noticed that by now? I mean, given all the stuff we had with smoking and everything else, I mean, a lot of studies been done in a lot of different in a lot of different areas. And we'll see what sort of studies that the AGA offers up in the next week or so. And there should be plenty of time because nobody's talking about instituting such a ban immediately. And even if they tried, the effect on tens of millions of families and businesses, not to mention the economy, would be staggering. And I don't think anyone, even the Bush administration, is foolish enough to rush such a thing through. Now, as we get ready to flip over into the next hour, this past Tuesday, Illinois became the latest state to ban the sale and possession of semi-automatic sporting rifles. Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the legislation, the Protect Illinois Communities Act, after it passed both chambers of the Illinois General Assembly. The law bans semi-automatic sporting rifles as well as high-capacity magazines and rapid-firing devices. And the governor got up there, you got to talk, you know, for too long. People have lived in fear of being gunned down in schools while worshiping at celebrations or in their front yards. This legislation will stop the spread of assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and switches and make our state a safer place for all. Except, it doesn't matter, because in Chicago, for example, they're not prosecuting anybody. Chicago confiscated 9 Glocks the other day that had fully automatic switches on them, and nobody got prosecuted. This is all off of the Highland Park shooting. This was the foothold they got and that they wanted to push. No Illinoisian, no matter their zip code, should have to go through life fearing their loved one could be next in the ever-growing list of victims of mass shootings. The ban reportedly impacts 2.5 million legal gun owners in the state. The House voted 68 to 41 to approve the ban on Tuesday afternoon. On Monday, the bill had passed the state Senate 32 to 40. Came into effect immediately when Pritzker signed it. For the past 4 years, my administration and my colleagues in the state capitol have been battling the powerful forces of the NRA to enshrine the strongest and most effective gun violence legislation that we possibly can. I couldn't be prouder to say that we've got it done, and we will keep fighting bill by bill, vote by vote, and protest by protest to ensure that future generations only hear about massacres like Highland Park, Sandy Hook, and Uvalde in their textbooks. Quite boisterous. In the interim, they have something called the Safety Act, which was scheduled to take effect on January the 1st. It would have eliminated cash bail nearly entirely in the state, and the state Supreme Court put the act on hold hours before it was supposed to go into effect. So, here's the thing. This is the thing for me. This isn't going to stop nothing. The 2.5 million law-abiding gun owners of Illinois are not the issue. The guns they own are not the issue. This is like going after Victoria's Secret for prostitution. It's not the clothing, right? It's not the guns. It's not the law abiding. And I'm sure that we'll see some legal fireworks kicking up here shortly. All of these guys keep trying all of these things and putting all these things together, and they want to see what they can get, and even if it's just a temporary inconvenience to your civil rights. We have got Dean Weingarten coming up, and we'll see what's on his griddle. Prior to him going to SHOT Show, he's heading to Las Vegas next week, I guess on Sunday or something, I think he told me. But for right now, he and I, we're just going to have our regular talk as we do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.